Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's been Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, making sure we're in a place where God is, where God can be. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for the platform. I thank God for Chaos Blog Talk Radio, just giving us this environment and this space to, you know, create, to talk about God, to self-reflect, to just take those moments that we need and that are very important in our relationship with God to, you know what I'm saying, learn more, grow more, and just see what God is saying for this morning. So before we start, give me 1 second. I'm trying to set our live up. Hold on. How are y'all feeling this morning? Let's assess our spiritual vitals. How are we feeling? How are we feeling? You know, if you have to clear your mind real quick, if you got to get right, if you got to, you know what I'm saying, take a breather, do that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got to do to be able to be here and be one with God's word this morning. Hold on. I'm almost finished. I'm setting the live up, y'all. Corinthians. Okay, 1 Corinthians. That's our scripture for today. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. So if y'all are on the radio listening, y'all got a little sneak peek of our word for this morning. Okay. I'm almost finished, guys. And then we're going to get into our prayer for this morning. Good morning to y'all that's joining us on live or watching later. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is while you're watching me. Okay, so we didn't already did our welcome in. We didn't already started in. Let's go ahead and pray. God, thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for breathing life into us this morning, God. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to listen, to understand, to hear, and to just be and create in this world today, God. I thank you for who you are. Thank you for being great and patient and wonderful and being an example of what we should be throughout our life, God. This morning I pray and ask you for you to just speak this morning, God. I pray for you to flow through me, Lord. I pray for everybody to be able to be touched by at least one thing that's said this morning, God, something that we could take for the rest of our life. Or even if we just need it for this morning, God, I pray that you plant that seed on good soil in our hearts, God, or in our minds, wherever we need it, in our bodies, so that it can grow and be fruitful. So I thank you. I love you. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So good morning, y'all. Good morning. So this morning, our scripture is going to be pretty quick for the most part. It's a place that I'm in, and I just wanted to share it with other people listening or watching or just, you know, everybody else. So I'm coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. And I was looking through the versions of which one I wanted to read because I like the scripture, but, you know, in different versions, it sounds different. So I'm going to read ERV. What is ERV? Let's see. Easy to read version is the version I'm going to read it from. So it says, all things are allowed, you say, but not all things are good. All things are allowed, but some things don't help anyone. Try to do what is good for others, not just what is good for yourself. I like that version. I'm going to read another version. Let's see. We just going to walk this thing out for real. Let's see. You say, I have the right to do anything, but not everything is helpful. Again, you say, I have the right to do anything, but not everything builds us up. No one should look out for their own interests. Instead, they should look out for the interests of others. So I think it was like last week, my best friend had told me, she's like, Vanessa, you're the most, how did she say it? I wrote it down. She said, you're the most selfless person I've ever met. And she said it in a way of a compliment, but also in a way to help me grow. I'm caring, and I'll give to those around me. I'll pour, and I'll pour, and I'll pour. I'll be there. I'll be your shoulder. I'll be what I need to be in your life for you. But when I'm focused on me, I'm focused on me. I literally put myself number one when it's that time to do it. And I'm currently learning a balance. The scripture is for the selfish and carefree side of myself. So the fact that the scripture is telling us, like, because I'm a person that's just like, this is how I am, this is how I am, this is how I am. Like, it may, and we have free will to move as we want to move. We have free will to be how we want to be. But at the same time, it's how you're being or what you're doing. Is it helpful to the next person? You know what I'm saying? Is it building anybody up? Is it building yourself up? You get what I'm saying? And it reminds me of what my mom tells me. Do you want to be right or do you want peace? You know what I'm saying? Is it always about the fact that I can and there was nothing wrong with what I did because of da-da-da-da-da? Yeah, but does it create peace in that situation? Is it right? Does it bring y'all together? Whatever the situation is, does it bring it together? Does it divide y'all far, further apart? Like, yes, we have free will to move as we want, to be as we want, but does it exemplify, you know what I'm saying, a place of growth in the situation, or is it just off the fact that I'm right and I can do it? You get what I'm saying? And I just wanted to put a light on, or, you know what I'm saying, cast a light on the fact that God does bless us with free will, but we have to ask ourselves, is the way that I'm moving and the way that I'm being, does it help and uplift other people around me? And it was another part of the scripture that was really good that I wanted to read. Hold on. Okay, again, all things are allowed, you say, but not all things are good. All things are allowed, but some things don't help anyone. Try to do what is good for others, not just what is good for yourself. And this scripture is also talking about, how do I word it? The scripture is also talking about, I don't want to go in a whole nother direction off what we're talking about. If I just want to talk about the scripture itself, the scripture is also talking about in life how, like, this may not be a stumbling block for you, or this may not be a hindrance for you, or for you it may be this or that, or you know what I'm saying, but to the next person, it can hinder their growth and set them back. So with that being said, somebody said obedience for sure is key. Right, and when I think of right, obedience, even in your mind, if you feel the urge or the need to not or to do, it's important to do it, and that's off the strength of the person next to you that's watching or aiming to grow as well, if that makes sense. Because it's not just about yourself, it's people around you that are watching your growth and that are leaning on you for that growth and that support. So with that being said, that it may not be a hindrance for yourself or for you, it may just be this or that, but for the next person, it sets them back. So that's what the scripture is also talking about, that life is not just for us. Life is not just our own. It's for us to be an example to the next person. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, how it says that, yes, all things are like people will, that's what I'm saying. I don't really want to, because I can say it for myself, is that I can say that, well, we have free will. We could do whatever we want. God bless us for it with free will. We can move as we please. Blase, blase, blase. Yes, but is what you're doing helping? Or is it keeping you in the same spot or keeping people around you? I don't want to. I wish I could word this the way that I have it. I just feel like I can't push it. My connection. What you mean? Somebody said my connection. What you mean by that? But, like, are you saying that you're connected to people around you? You are the connection? You know what I'm saying? Like, we are supposed to be that lighthouse for other people, if that makes sense. And just having to sit down and be slower to speak and slower to, what's the scripture again? I have it pinned, 1 Corinthians 10, verses 23 and 24. We are that lighthouse for other people around us. And no, we're not going to get everything right. We're not going to cross all our T's and dot all of our I's. But it's important for us to not use the fact that God gave us free will to move however we want to move. You get what I'm saying? It's important for us to continue to be that light for other people around us and think about others. And just to pull it back into the season that I'm in, that, okay, I can use this for an example. Me and my best friend, right? She's overly sensitive and I'm not. So with that being said, because I'm a carefree person and I am how I am, it's like, that wouldn't hurt my feelings or it's whatever, because I wouldn't feel a way about it. You get what I'm saying? But that is not, that tears the other person down just because you're carefree and you are how you are. Does it help build somebody up or does it tear somebody down? You get what I'm saying? Just because you're able to be how you are and God gave us the free will to just be carefree and this is how I am. Yes, but is it beneficial to the relationship that you have? Is it beneficial to the relationship you have with your kids? Is it beneficial to the relationship you have with coworkers? Is it beneficial? You get what I'm saying? And yes, we're able to be how we are, yeah, but at the same time, we should be aiming to grow and to help grow people around us as well. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, the title of this, the way they have it, is Use Your Freedom for God's Glory. And I like that because it's like the way that we can be carefree and be how we are, use that in a way that's going to edify God and also in a way that's going to help grow the next person. Somebody said this life isn't just for us. So when God places us in position to bring his people to him or pray for his people, it's him testing us to see how obedient we will be when he calls us to do his work. I agree. When God places us in position to bring his people to him or to pray for his people, it's him testing us to see how obedient we will be when he calls us to do his work. I definitely agree with that. Are we going to be that light that he called us to be? Is beneficial? Is it beneficial? Facts. Is it going to benefit the next person? Or is it going to just satisfy our own ego or just the fact that, yeah, but, you know what I'm saying, just of that staple of this is how I am. You know what I'm saying? And I hear that so much of people just clinging to that version of ourselves when we're supposed to be aiming to grow in Christ, when we're supposed to be aiming to grow as people. We're not supposed to stay the same. When we come into Christ, we are part of a new body. We are new people. And it's important for us to continue to grow and hold those fruit of the Spirit so we can continue to help the other people grow around us, our fruit grow around us. You get what I'm saying? So like I said, that God is just helping me learn a balance between this is how I am and this is the person that I am and aiming to grow as a person. You get what I'm saying? Because it does, I won't say hurt, but it is uncomfortable to have to change. You get what I'm saying? It is uncomfortable to have to realize, like, this is a part of me that I don't want anymore. This is a part of me that can't go with me where I'm at. This is a part of me that can't blossom into the journey that I'm, you know what I'm saying? It kind of hurts to kind of break up with an old version of you. But that the version that you come into, the version that you blossom into is what's going to save others, because it's important for us. The people that are watching around us, they really know us. So what more beauty or what more more of an example will it be to know that I know how that person used to be. I can attest to how that person was, but I've seen them grow and I can see them change. You get what I'm saying? And not just stay put in this is how I am. You get what I'm saying? And it's important for us to also water those around us. You get what I'm saying? Even though my best friend, I may not understand fully how she is, or I may not be that way, it's important for me to be the friend that I'm supposed to be, to pour into her the way that I'm supposed to. Even my little sister, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things that may, you know what I'm saying, she may take offense to that I may not, but that doesn't mean I just stamp on this is how I am, though, and that people around me just have to deal with that. No, and sometimes I'm going to have to do, you know what I'm saying, bend a little bit so that I can water her seeds as well. I'm going to have to be, you know, bend a little bit because how I am is not beneficial to the situation right now. Who I am, quote unquote, will damage this person right now. So is it really worth it to stand on just this is how I am and I'm not changing for nobody? Is it really worth it? Are you really going to be able to have those fruitful relationships and watch the other people grow around you if you just stand firm on just who you are when we're supposed to be growing in Christ anyway? You know what I'm saying? We also have to die to ourselves and who we used to be and allow God to work through us. I just was telling somebody this. This is great stuff, Nessa. It's God. But I was just telling somebody this, that we have to come into a place of being humble and dying to ourselves so that we can take up how God wants us to be. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not supposed to be the same. We have to die to ourselves in order to walk in that God body that he's, you know, telling us to walk in or wants us to walk in. And who you are, is it beneficial or could damage? Is it beneficial even for you to remain that way? Right. Is it even worth it for you to stay the same? If that could damage the next person, or because, like, okay, just back to the scenario of how I said with my little sister or with my best friend, right? I got other friends in my life that if I would have said that, or if I would have, you know, blase, 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 we just having a conversation. You feel me?
So it just depends on what it is, but I definitely could agree with the statement as a whole. Is if it's a place that could damage somebody or it's not beneficial, is it worth even remaining the same? You get what I mean? I definitely could see what you're saying, though, is that as we come into Christ, as we come into this new body that we're supposed to have, things are supposed to change anyway. And certain things are not just for certain people that you change and you, what is it called? You code switch when you get with certain people. No, you're supposed to be this changed person, period. And I need, God, I hear you. But, like, you're supposed to be this changed person, period. Not just, it reminds me of when you was a kid and you was cussing. And when you get around your friends, you going crazy. But when you get around your parents, ain't nothing coming out your mouth, baby. You know what I'm saying? You feel like it's just natural. I just do this now. But when you get around the right person, you ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? It reminds me of that a little bit, of how we cold switch. When we get around certain people, I can act like this, I can be like this, da-da-da-da-da, but when I get around, you know what I'm saying, my friends that's more spiritual, I'm going to calm that down some. Who we are in Christ is supposed to be stamped. You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be a staple. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, it's important for us to grow in Christ, to live in Christ, and to ask ourselves, you know what I'm saying, the situations, is it really worth it to just have to stand on business and I'm just like that, this is how I am, this is how I talk, is it really worth it, right? Who you are should be who you are. That's who you are, you know what I'm saying? And in relationships, it's important for us to, because I was a person that's like, I'm not changing for nobody. I'm just how I am. I don't want to change. I don't want to compromise. Compromise is retarded. It used to be so far from my brain to have to compromise from people. Easier said than done. Definitely a process. That's why I said I'm definitely talking to myself, and it's a process. It's definitely a process. But, like, what was I just saying? I lost my train of thought. But, yeah, it's definitely a process to be, to allow who we grow into in Christ to be a staple. It's definitely a process. So I just want to encourage all of us to aim to, oh, that's what I was saying, is that in my relationship, compromise was so far from my brain. I could not wrap my head around compromise because I'm like, this is how I am. This is how I want to be. People should just, not just people. I got it when it came to, like, my siblings and it came to, like, my friends. I got it for the most part, but not really, honestly. It just made me cringe thinking of the thought of having to change who I am for another person. But especially relationships, I was like, I'm not compromising for no man. What? Like, you can love me for all of me, and then if you don't, like, it's just like, why can't we just agree to disagree and go our separate ways? But it's like, Vanessa, like I said, that is it really beneficial to the relationship? Does this create something healthy, though? Something that you can both, like, dwell in? Does it create a space of understanding? Does it create a space of, I understand you, I get you, and I love you enough to do this for you? I love you enough to die to myself a little bit in order to make this fruitful. I'm not saying to just compromise your whole being. I'm not saying to just blase, 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 but for the benefit of something growing and being fruitful, you know what I'm saying? At some point, we're going to have to be like, you know what? I understand that. I get that. And you know what I'm saying? I'm willing to just calm down my tone a little bit because it hurts your feelings when I, you know what I'm saying? I understand that I have to. And that actually goes into what Epiphany was saying, actually, when you said that if who you are isn't beneficial or could damage, is it beneficial even for you to remain that way? Because of the way that I talk or whatever, da-da-da-da-da. Girl, you create arguments. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you literally create arguments. So is it really that important for you to just be like, this is how I am and I'm not changing? You get what I'm saying? Is it really worth it? So I'm going to read our scripture. Hold on. Somebody said something. Hold on. It's a process, but God puts us through things to mold us so that we are able to have better discernment, so that we can better speak to our devil, so that in sessions that are hard, we are untouched. Facts. Hold on. But God puts us through things to mold us. Well, God allows things to mold us, allows things to happen to mold us so that we are able to have better discernment, so that we can better speak to, right, so that, like, when we elevate, things are going to get harder. They're going to get stickier. The mud is going to get a little, you know what I'm saying, a little more wet, you know what I'm saying, a little more hard, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, that God does allow things to mold us and make us stronger and make us, you know what I'm saying, build faith within us. And that reminds me of Job, of how God allowed, like literally the devil was seeking, who can I get? Who can I get to fall from God? Who can I touch? And God said, have you considered my servant Job? You know what I'm saying? I know he's going to stand on business. You know what I'm saying? I know he got me. I know his faith is strong. You know what I'm saying? And God, so I say that only that part of the story to say that God will allow things to happen to build our faith up. And then at the end of Job's test, he was blessed with double of what he lost. So just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm going to just read our scripture again, and we're going to close out. All things is 1 Corinthians 10, verses 23 and 24. All things are allowed, you say, but not all things are good. All things are allowed, but some things don't help anyone. Try to do what is good for others, not just what is good for yourself. I'm going to read it in another version that I like, too. All things are allowed, you say, but not all things are good. Did I just read that? I did. Oh, it was this one I wanted to read. You say I have the right to do anything, but not everything is helpful. Again, you say I have the right to do anything, but not everything builds us up. No one should look out for their own interests. Instead, they should look out for the interests of others. How is this going to help the next person? How is this going to help build, or is this going to help build the next person up, or is this going to break them down? Is it really worth it? And what's been helping me, I haven't been doing it in every situation. It's way harder when I'm face-to-face with a person and I'm getting heated. But if it's through, like, text or through the phone, I'm doing better. I'm doing better. But taking a step back, you get what I'm saying, to be like, you know what, Vanessa? You know how you normally respond in these situations. You know how you normally are in these situations. Step back, assess the situation, and ask yourself, how can you go about it better? You know what I'm saying? How can you be better? How can you go about the situation better? Because you know how it happened the last time. You know how it turned out the last time. How can you do it better? So that's definitely been helping me in situations. And is it beneficial? Is it going to benefit you or the next person for you just being this way, having this characteristic? Does it show any fruit of the spirit, or does it go against who God is, you know, wanting you to be? The person that you're supposed to be walking in Christ, does it aid in come into agreement with that person that God wants you to be? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, and that just ate me up on the part about code switching and, like, being this way with certain situations and certain people. It's like you have the common sense and the knowledge to be this way, but when it comes to these people or situations, it's like you just still stuck in old ways. You know what I'm saying? So it's important for us to continue to grow and continue to aim to be better in Christ. So, yeah, that's our segment for today. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness and make today a great day.